This is the Sheep Guarding Llama Podcast, Episode 12, for October 31st, Halloween, 2005. I'm Scott Allen Miller, and I'm your host. Welcome to the show. This is kind of our last-minute wrap-up show. We are still here in New York. It is actually closing in on 2 a.m., and I'm doing the final podcast on SGL before Dominica and I are leaving for Orlando, Florida. We are going to be there for exactly 7 days from noon on noon today, actually. In about 10 hours, we'll be leaving. And we'll be returning at noon on November 7th. So 7 days exactly. We're very excited. We're going to be spending pretty much the entire time in Walt Disney World. And if that wasn't exciting enough, what we're going to be doing is we're putting together, and for those who are hitting all the different sites, we're kind of beating a dead horse in an effort to get all the people who are either listening to us by audio or reading SGL, or who are, you know, longtime subscribers of SGL2, because we definitely have different audiences on those. We're trying to get everybody on the same page. And looking at this cool stuff that we have going on over the next week all together. And what we have going on is we're kind of putting together, I like to say, a multimedia extravaganza. We are taking all the different aspects of personal publishing and new media that's going on the web right now. We're putting it all together into one amazing multimedia event. And so what we have going on is we're going to, the Sheep Guarding Llama site, www.sheepguardingllama.com, will be doing its regular updates every day, so all of our regular readers can check in there and get updates as they always do, which should be pretty interesting because we'll be in Disney World, so there's a little bit more to write about than usual. But that's pretty much status quo. It's what you're going to expect from me when I'm out of town. Nothing new there. But one of the most exciting things is this show, the SGL podcast, is going to be being done for the first time with not just me, but Dominica is going to be participating as well all 7 days. So hopefully we're going to have both the excitement of having her on the show and also that we're going to attempt to do a show every day. That's going to be pretty strenuous, so don't be surprised if we don't make it, but we're going to try. We have now also added a Flickr cast, and for those of you who aren't familiar with Flickr, Flickr, which is www.flickr.com, is a service of Yahoo. It was actually a separate company that Yahoo purchased, and they specialize in hosting photos and images on the web. And they've got a really nice service. They got really good bandwidth. And obviously, Yahoo doesn't do anything partway. They do a really good job. And they have a website that we are using, as well as a feed, an RSS enclosures feed with the images in the feed. And so if you want to go to the website, you can. But if you want to subscribe to it in Thunderbird or SharpReader or whatever you're using, you can do that as well. And it'll pull down the images for you automatically as its own independent feed. So people who want to see photographs from Disney World that we're going to post while we're there can do that really easily. And if you're going to sheepguardingllama.com, over on the right, there are currently three pictures that are there. Just the three latest pictures from the Flickr cast. You can just click on one of those, and it'll take you to that picture. And there should be, I believe there is a link over there that'll take you to the main Flickr webpage that you can kind of navigate around from there. So there's that's a neat little addition for people who want to see a lot of pictures. Because I know when people travel, people like to see pictures. It's, you know, less description, more image. And since image is such a big thing, we have also moved forward with vlogging. That's video logging, which is the short video form of podcasting. And we've mentioned that on the last show. We were talking about FireAnt, this new tool that I found for picking up vlogs. And I said that that was going to be really interesting. And now you have something to subscribe to. The first thing you should subscribe to actually is a really amazing show called Rocket Boom. And when you get Fire Ant, actually Rocket Boom's going to come with that already loaded in. So definitely check it out. That the team over at Rocket Boom does a pretty good job. They do about 3 hours of content a day. I think they only do Monday through Friday. But they make a really interesting show, and it's well produced and it's regular, and I think it really shows off the format a little bit, gives you an idea of where things are headed. So let's definitely check them out. But you can also go once again, go to sheepguardinglama.com, and over in the navigation bar on the right, there is a link for the Our Media webpage, and you can go there, and that page will have direct links to the videos that we're going to be posting from Florida. So you can go on hopefully every day. If not, just about every day is the plan. You'll be able to go on and check out the latest videos. And just below the link to the webpage is a link to the media RSS feed. So the link is actually an MRSS button. A chiclet, and if you copy that feed into FireAnt, you will get automatic updates for the videos that are available. So we've got the audio, we've got the regular text of Sheep Guarding Llama, we've got the photographs, we've got the video, and then of course we're using Sheep Guarding Llama 2 as well. We're not going to leave that part of the whole SGL Media family out. And what SGL 2 is doing is it's functioning as sort of a hub for all this technical activity. That's where all the technical information is going. If you head over there, there's definitely a post from October 30th, from yesterday, that has links to all the different feeds and websites right there that you can navigate to, and it'll help you out, help you kind of get coordinated as we go into this awesome 7-day web extravaganza. And so that's one function. The other function is we're going to have a lot of time that we don't have internet access and we're not able to do regular postings. And what we're going to do is we're going to use the audio blogger feature that we have tied in with SGL2 so that we can do posts from the park at any time through cell phone. And so the hope is, if things go well, if we have good cell access, we're going to be posting lots of short posts all through the day, just talking about lots of little things that are going on, neat stuff that's happening, and things that we like, things we don't like, any events, our arrival, all that kind of stuff will be announced on there. So definitely be checking out SGL2 as well, because that's going to be a big part of this. All that being said, one of our biggest concerns on this vacation is the hotel we're going to says that they do have internet access. They do charge by the day, which is ridiculous. It seems like the warmer the climate you go to, the more they don't cater to business customers, and they charge outrageous amounts for internet access. We need internet access. We can't live without it, so we're going to have it at least most of the time as long as it works. So we're very hopeful that we're going to have solid internet access the whole time, but we're assuming that that probably is not the case, and we're going to do what we can to get access as much as we can and get the pictures and the audio and the video and the updates and everything else out. No matter what, we should be able to maintain a post to SGL2 to let you know the status of the internet connection. So if you don't see anything by middle of day Tuesday, definitely go over to SGL2. And we should have some update telling you what is going on. So just kind of bop around, check everything out. And if you're getting stuff through media aggregators, FireAnt, iPotter, Thunderbird, whatever, great. You're going to love this. There's going to be a lot of stuff. We're hoping to make all of the different pieces of the SGL Media family busier than they've ever been. And on top of that, we're definitely hoping that everyone gets out there and listens to and checks out the SGL podcast here, because we are moving on to the next topic. We have made the top 100 all-time most popular list on Podomatic, and 2 days ago we made number 84, and the Jedi Council Speaks was at 74, And we have now moved up to 75, and they've moved up to 69. We are closing, but they're keeping ahead of us, so we'll see how we manage to do. But we have been ahead of them on the daily popularity list every day for the past week. So we're trying hard. We are getting there. But thank you so much, everyone. That is so exciting. Number 75 all time, most popular on anything on the web is absolutely awesome. It means people are really checking us out, and it means that people have to be coming back and listening on a regular basis to keep those numbers up, because we're listed every day on the popular list. So that's just so cool. It's really neat being here and seeing that vote of support, that people are at least willing to sit through the show and support us. So thank you very, very much. In important news that's being mentioned on a number of different channels here, a lot of you knew that Oreo was very sick 2 days ago. He is feeling much better. He is back to his bouncy, happy self. He probably had just a minor allergic reaction and managed to make himself very sick simply because he doesn't know what's good for him. The vet was concerned, but said that if the symptoms did what they did, everything was fine, and they did, and he's fine. So he is sitting here beside me now, and he's very happy to be back with us and in good health. The other big piece of news is that Dominica has a new job. On Friday, she interviewed, that's the 29th, I believe, she was interviewing with Fuji E-Systems up in Rochester. That's the same company that I was interviewing with just a couple weeks ago. And I did not get the position that I was hoping for. I did make runner-up. But Dominica interviewed at 10:30 on Friday morning, and by 2:30 in the afternoon, they called and made her an offer. And so we're very excited because this isn't just a new job. This is a career move. Dominica has been, for the last couple years, kind of wondering what it is she wanted to do and been trying to make a decision about that. And about 6 months ago, she finally made a decision that she wanted to move into the IT profession, into information technology, and started making some moves to head in that direction. And about 3 or 4 months ago, she decided to enroll in college and take a class out at Finger Lakes Community College that would help her move in that direction. And she's been doing that. So she's been in that class. That's the class she's been going to. And it appears that has really paid off because she is now working in the field. And so this is really exciting. It's great from every angle. We think the company looks like it's really great. The people there seem very nice. There's a lot of growth at the company level. There seems to be a lot of potential growth at the personal level within the company. It looks like they have an infrastructure that will be able to support her for some time as she grows in her career. There's places to go within the company. She's not locked into a dead-end job, which she would be at a lot of, in almost any career, the very first job you get, it's very hard not to be locked into a pretty low-level job because that's there's seldom an upward mobility path, but at Fuji it looks like there really is. They do have ways to deal with that. And so this is a very exciting opportunity from a financial and from a professional standpoint. So Dominic and I are very excited, and we will be seeing how that plays out in less than 2 weeks. She is actually starting there within 48 hours of our return from Florida. So that's very exciting. But she is excited to be wrapping up with the hotel. Those hours have been tough, not because of the overnight and not because of the 16-hour shifts, which is what everybody assumes is the problem. But what's actually tough is the swing. For anyone who's ever worked mixed shifts, you know that very few people are able to handle swinging from one shift to another throughout the week very well. It's a very difficult thing to do. It is absolutely exhausting. Even people who are good at it are only so good at it, and just barely manage to put up with it. So that's been killing her, along with having to go to school. This new position is going to be, it's 4 10-hour days. She's going to be working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10-hour days. She is working a little bit later in the day. She starts kind of late morning and goes until decently late in the evening. But it's the shifts only vary by up to 1 hour throughout the week. So it's really great. She's going to be able to get a lot more sleep. We're going to have a regular schedule that we can predict things around. And and she's only got to work 40 hours. She's going to get 3 days off between, and they're all going to be together. It's not going to be broken up. And so just from every different angle, this is a really wonderful opportunity, and we're just very excited. So that's definitely our big life-changing news this week, in addition to going on our first regular vacation together since we were married. In random news, there is a neat new product online that I discovered today called Cosmopod. Now, I tried this out, and I didn't get it to work, so I wouldn't run out and try this product necessarily right away and decide that it's horrible because you can't get it to work. I think they're just barely testing it at this point. I only saw the announcement for it today, and I tend to see a lot of this stuff pretty early, so I think we're kind of on the cutting edge of talking about it here, and it's very likely that they'll have it fixed soon. But this product, Cosmopod, is... what they do is they have a Unix system. I believe it's a Linux system that they build, and they give remote access to that computer over the web, and it's absolutely free, and you just sign up for an account, and you're then able to access this this desktop that they give you from anywhere. And for a lot of people, I'm not sure how useful this is going to be. I haven't gotten it to work, so I haven't seen the desktop. I don't know what features are available on it. I don't know how much power they give you. I don't know how much storage they give you. It's all stuff I'm going to have to look into once I get back from Florida. But it definitely looks interesting, and for a lot of people that I deal with that are in need of access to Unix systems but don't have the time or the money or the equipment to set them up at home, this is definitely a way that you can start playing around with Unix and determining whether or not you think it's something that you like, something that you could use at your office or at your home for simple tasks or more complex tasks. That's not really the purpose of this product, but there's a lot of usage there that I think they've not mentioned or underestimated that I can see it being a very useful tool for. What they see it being a useful tool for, or what they claim, is that if you use this product, if you use Cosmopod as your desktop, you can actually open this up on top of your Windows or Mac or Linux or whatever you're using anywhere, and it's a remote desktop that's supposed to work very quickly and smoothly, and you don't need to have configuration on your own desktop on the computer that you're dealing with. And this is a very powerful idea. Obviously, this doesn't work for people who are playing video games or doing really intensive processing. But if all you need is a real basic connection where you're gonna surf the internet, you're gonna check some email, you might write a letter, do a little bit of word processing, this is definitely an environment that could potentially work for you. And it means you don't have to worry about the machine that you're sitting at anymore. If your computer burns up, you just put a new one in, or you go to the neighbor's house and connect from there, and you get the same desktop that you were working with before. So it's a difficult thing to explain if you're not familiar with the idea of thin clients and remote desktops. It is definitely intriguing. It's not technology that is new or groundbreaking, really. The thing that's really exciting about this is that it's a company who's hosting a very large, apparently large Linux server to provide out these desktops and providing them for free over the internet. That's the thing that makes this really something unique. It means that anyone can go out and grab one and give it a try and see if they like it, see if it's useful for them. And there's just a lot you could do with that, both educationally, professionally, and personally. So I think that's kind of neat. So we'll keep you up to date with that as things progress. But right now, we're going to keep this short today because it is very, very late, or depending on your perspective, very early in the morning. And I and Oreo need to get some very much needed sleep before we have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get ready to go to the airport. And I still have a bit of packing to do, and I have to get this up on the website and get everything organized and ready to go. So I'm not quite ready to turn in yet. But once again, I just want to thank everyone for supporting us and remind everyone that this is the week to pay attention to all of the SGL Media channels, because this is just kind of, I think it's going to be really exciting. This is not going to be simply Scott and Dominica's vacation pictures, that replacing the traditional slideshow. I think this is going to be a whole experience that people are going to really enjoy. So definitely check it out. And thanks for listening.